In 2015, the freighter El Faro went into the path of a hurricane, killing 33 people. But the crew of another freighter fared very differently. Helped by the crew of the Clearwater-based Coast Guard unit, journalist Tristram Corton talks about this with WUSF's Steve Newborn, starting with the story of El Faro.
This captain was using faulty weather forecasting information because of a system called the BVS that delayed the National Hurricane Center reports by several hours in order to augment them with other information. And the captain thought he could skirt south of the storm by 60 miles, and that would be enough. Even that is dangerously close. But because of the faulty data he was looking at, they sailed within 20 miles of the eye of the hurricane. And that just rocked this old ship horribly, which stopped the engine, and then it drifted, and then waves started hammering it.
The conditions were so bad that there was really no way for the Coast Guard to respond to it at that time, right?
Exactly. The Coast Guard District 7 in Miami were desperately calling around to see if there were other ships in the area. They called to the air station Clearwater. They called to a smaller substation out on Great Inagua Island nearby in the Bahamas. Great Inagua only had helicopters, and they could not take off in the winds. And by the time they had determined that they wanted to launch a search, it was too dark for airplanes to go out. But even then, it would have been very hard for the airplanes to do a search that close to the eye of the hurricane.
Tristram, let's compare this to another freighter that not a lot of people have heard about called the Minouche. It had a very different fate from El Faro, didn't it?
Yes, the Minouche left Miami around the same time El Faro left Jacksonville. A much slower and smaller ship, it was about 230 feet with a crew of 12, and it got into trouble in the Windward Strait, the passage between Cuba and Hispaniola Islands, where also the same thing happened. It lost propulsion, which is exactly what happened with El Faro, and then developed a list, and then the waves started battering it, and it sank. But in this case, the captain was hyper-attuned to his environment. He had what they call situational awareness. And this captain believes that this was a divine intervention. He lay down after his shift to get some sleep and heard a bang. And he got up and went around the ship, and nobody else had heard it, and went back. And this happened three times. And finally, he said, "This is God trying to tell me something." And he mustered his crew, told them to put on their life preservers and assemble on the bridge. And nobody was allowed to go below decks. And then they got into the Windward Strait, and the seas picked up, the winds picked up, and they, same fate, the ship sank. But this time, they got into a life raft and were able to get a distress call out for help.
This is where the Coast Guard comes in. It must have taken some brave souls, I'd imagine, to go out in the face of these hurricane force gales.
I was so moved by what these guys do. This is your station in Tampa Bay area, Clearwater. It maintains a two-helicopter base on Great Inagua in the eastern Bahamas. And in this case, these guys got the mayday, and they took off in the middle of the night. So they've got driving rain, it's completely black because of the clouds, heavy, heavy winds. They fly out to the last known coordinates of the Minouche. They find the raft, and then they drop a rescue swimmer into the water. And they spend the entire night until 6 a.m. the next morning. This rescue swimmer is battling 20-foot waves in driving rain. There's static electricity going down the cable that shocks him. But one by one, take these survivors out, put them into a basket, they're lifted up into the helicopter. I mean, it was indeed bravery at its most extreme.
Journalist and author Tristram Corton will be appearing Friday night at Inkwood Books in Tampa. Thanks so much for talking about your new book, Into the Storm.
Thank you for having me.